The Turnabout Zone by Tribian, SpongeSonic, and Eru. Synopsis: The tragic tale of a very confused man attempting and failing to see what happens if he uses a bunch of random items he found on himself. Oh, also a murder happened, and he's got like 5 minutes to try and find the truth before he's framed for it, and the truth is lost forever. He needs to find the truth for the sake of his dead boyfriend or something. It's like Among Us. Review. Story. I think the primary word that comes to mind for this case is efficient. There isn't too much time spent on characterization, but at the same time, what's there understands how to use what it's got to still make the player invested in the world and characters, as well as the central mystery about the story. The story is currently incomplete, but there are still a lot of hooks dropped to speculate about. I think another word that fits is understated. A lot of the story is told through gameplay, and it works pretty well. While I wouldn't consider any of the characters overly memorable, they're written well for their roles and make efficient use of the time they're given. Presentation. A major highlight here, and any nitpicks I have are largely overshadowed by how ambitious the presentation is. The Turnabout Zone uses unique, examine-based gameplay to tell its tale. It kind of feels like a different version of what the idea of an Ace Attorney Investigations could be. If that makes sense. All the assets used work pretty well together as a cohesive whole, making this case stand as its own beast. My minor nitpicks mainly consist of a common error that popped up when I tried combining items that didn't have a unique combo, where it mistook the attempt as the first item being used on the protagonist. I'll give an example, because that's kind of hard to follow. Let's say I tried to use a piece of paper with a different piece of paper. Sometimes the result would say, combine the piece of paper with myself, yes or no. That error popped up quite a bit. However, it doesn't really impact anything since it only came up for nonsense combinations I tried for fun, and it might be difficult to circumnavigate since I imagine it's a coding nightmare already. I mean, probably, I'm not a coder. Gameplay. So, let me go off on a little mini ramble for a bit that I promise makes sense. I'm a pretty big fan of the Atelier series. Among the fandom, there are sometimes arguments between fans about whether the games are better off with a time limit or not. The older games in particular have very strict time limits that some consider extremely important, with the stress being part of the fun. And that stress, paradoxically, being kind of relaxing in its own way. Others cry foul and say that the time limit makes the games less accessible and gravitate towards the newer titles, which have dropped the in-game time limit. Of course, many, including myself, are fans of both styles, but I know a lot of people who wish the time limit would be brought back, and also a lot of people who want it to be banished to the Shadow Realm forever. The Turnabout Zone has a real-world time limit that you have to be mindful of as part of its core gameplay conceit. Save scumming genuinely does not work. I tried. Though the game is kind enough to tell you when you should save for the sake of convenience. I have no doubt in my mind that Sponge, Tribian, and Eru strongly considered how the gameplay would work, and the fact that some people probably wouldn't be able to do the time limit. It's a central part of the appeal that's meant to work well for its audience. All throughout playing it, I kept thinking, well, 5 minutes is super, super strict, but if it was any higher or the time limit didn't exist, much of the appeal would be lost, and trying to alter it would probably be a nightmare to program for a game of this scale. Does that make sense? It probably doesn't. Never mind then. For what it wants to be, the Turnabout Zone works well, and I'm sure it'll appeal to many people. I'm just a GD of two brains, who's alternating between the positives and negatives. I will say that I did get stuck at one point close to the end and found that I had to use the walkthrough, though I feel like the solution is something other people would get fairly easily. while others wouldn't think of it at all. Theme relevance. Yep, that's some super strong theme relevance, all right. In all ways that the comp theme asked for, multiple runs are encouraged of this game before you're able to figure out exactly how to use the 5 real-life minutes that the game gives you to find the path to the true ending, each run being individually short. Fun fact. My very first instinct was to see what would happen if I just waited and did nothing. Operation Failure worked very well. Oh yeah, and Panic is very, very strong here too. Big thumbs up. Overall, while marked as a proof of concept, I found the Turnabout Zone to be very interesting and unique. It's full of creativity, and if you're able to accept the central conceit, I think you'll have a lot of fun.